water. Well, treading, anyway. Vimes stood back a little way and lit a cigar. It probably wouldn't be a good idea to employ a naked flame any nearer to the pit. The fall from the shed roof had broken the crust. "Good morning," he said cheerfully.
"Good morning, Your Grace,"
said the industrious treadler. The voice was higher pitched than Vimes expected, and he realized that, most unusually, the young man in the pit was in fact a young woman. It wasn't entirely unexpected. The Assassin's Guild was aware that women were at least equal to their brothers when it came to inventive killing, but it nevertheless changed the situation somewhat.
"I don't believe we've met," said Vimes, "although I see you know who I am. You are..."
"Wiggs, sir," said the swimmer. "Jocasta Wiggs. Honoured to meet you, Your Grace."
"Wiggs, eh?" said Vimes. "Famous family in the guild. Sir will do, by the way. I think I once broke your father's leg."
"Yes, sir. He asked to be remembered to you," said Jocasta.
"You're a bit young to be sent on this contract, aren't you?" said Vimes.
"Not a contract, sir," said Jocasta, still paddling.
"Come now, Miss Wiggs. The price on my head is at least..."
"The guild council put it in abeyance, sir," said the patient swimmer. "You're off the register. They're not accepting contracts on you at present."
"Good grief. Why not?"
"Couldn't say, sir," said Miss Wiggs.
Her patient struggles had brought